continuing stories of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, he's delegated Nityananda to go to West Bengal, to Bengal, and preach. Nityananda is traveling with a sangha of 6 exalted devotees. And he's, before they, just when they began their journey, he invested love of God, prema bhakti diya, and all of his 6 associates, and they all started to revert to their identities in Vrindavan Leela, and they were absorbed in their antarbhav and their internal identities as sakis and manjris or various shaktis of the Lord. Even Revati was represented there. Revati is the wife of Balaram. And the persona of Raghunath Vaidya, one Brahmin, was traveling with Nityananda. And it explains that they didn't really know where they were going, because they were all 7 of them, 6 associates, one madman and 6 mad associates. One Unmat Avadut Nitai and his associates. You can imagine 7 drunks traveling together. They may not get anywhere very fast. Dande pata chale sabe krosha dui chari yayena dakshina bame apana pasari. Within a half hour they would cover 8 miles. That's pretty fast movement. The average walking speed is about 3 miles per hour. So they were going 8 miles in a half hour. They did not know whether they were going left or right. They were speeding along like the wind, totally intoxicated in Krishna prema. Kaktakshane patta jignasena lokastan balabhai gangatiri jaibe kimon. After some time, they would bump into someone on the road, and then they would ask, "Hey, brother, hey, how can we reach the Ganga? Have you seen the Ganga?" Lokabali, "Hi, hi, pat pasarila, dui prahara, pata firia aila." Listen, you guys are on the wrong path. You've already gone 6 hours in the wrong way. 6 hours in the wrong direction. Oh, wow. Lokavak yehi firi rai yayena jatapat punapata chariya yayena seimat. After hearing their words, this magnificent 7 would return to the right path and start going in the wrong direction. But before long, they would start going in the wrong direction, just as before. They didn't know whether upside from their downside. They were really bewildered. I guess when you're in love, it doesn't matter where you are. If you go for a ride with your girlfriend in the car and go traveling in the country and let's go down this road and let's go down that road and turn this deserted road and that road. And then she looks at you and said, do you know where you're going? He said, no. He said, you know where we are? He says, no. And anyway, just pull the car over and let's talk about it. So these 7 God love intoxicated individuals didn't really matter. Puna pata jignasa kariya lokastan lokabali patarahi dasha kroshabame. Again, after going again in the wrong direction, they would run into someone, bump into some people, and those people would say, listen, you guys, the proper path is 20 miles to the left. I mean, they really went left of center. Punahasi sabe chalena patta jata nijadeya najanena paturaka kata. All 7 devotees then started laughing and went back again towards the proper path. In this way, they were not even aware of their own bodies, what to speak of the road. Jatadeya dharma kuda trishna bhaya dukha kaharo nahika pai parananda sukha. the Magnificent Seven, Nittai and his six friends, they didn't feel any bodily urges. They never felt hungry. They never felt thirsty. They were not afraid of anything, or at least been unhappy or distressed. They're internally relishing transcendental happiness. That's all that matters. Happiness is the main goal. You may be hungry and happy. You may be thirsty but happy. You ever hear of Ekadasi? Nirjala Ekadasi. You're hungry and thirsty. And as fearful, you may be fearful that you'll die also. But actually, ordinarily, if you don't eat for 40 hours or drink for 40 hours, an ordinary person may be fearful. Oh, I didn't eat for 40 hours. I didn't drink for 40 hours. Maybe I'll die. But when one is doing Nirjala Ekadasi, he's not eating, he's not drinking, he's not sleeping. He's totally free from hunger and thirst and sleeping. And he's totally free from fear and all distress. He's joyful. He's happy. Why? Because he's associating with the Lord through Nam Kirtan, Nam Bhajan, and Hari Nam, Hari Katha. He's relishing transcendental happiness. Parananda Sukha. It's interesting how when devotees get the mercy of Nityananda, what we hear here, and if you step back a little bit and look at this interlude of Leela from one perspective, we can see that there's Nityananda, and he contacted some personalities, human beings, devotees, pious individuals. Of course, they're Nitya Parishads. And the result of Nityananda's contact was twofold. One is that internally they received the gift of love of Godhead, and they transformed them mentally and emotionally. They became peaceful, blissful, joyful, ecstatic in love of God. That's the internal transformation. But then Nityananda's contact transformed them externally, so they forgot the world, and they didn't know where they were going or what path they were on. They didn't even care about what path. So this reminds us of devotees, especially young devotees, that come to Krishna consciousness in midstream. They may be middle of their college education, which is oftentimes the case. The bhakti sanskaras and spiritual sanskaras awaken at different times in different individuals, and they become powerful and explosive and determining forces which often change the whole course of one's life. The person is enlisted in college to get a degree in philosophy or, say, medicine. And the second year he quits, goes on another path. He leaves the bhoga path. He leaves the path of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, and he enters the path of bhakti, bhakti marg. Sarvartmana vartate. Sarvartmana vartate. He enters the path of the sadhus. So they started off in the right direction. And by associating with Nityananda, they got all screwed up. They changed their direction in life. They're living and they're moving. So what is life? Life means living and moving. Moving towards some aspired goal or some defined goal. So every individual in life is living and he's moving towards some goal. How one contacts Nityananda, that movement may change directions. He may go, "You're 20 miles off the path. What happened? You got a degree in medicine. You're supposed to be a doctor practicing in a hospital, working like an ass from sunrise to sunset, taking care of a bunch of stool bodies, mucus, bile, air, stool, and urine. What? You're way off center here. What happened to you? Why aren't you working? You're on the wrong path. You ever hear that? Christians used to come up to us in the airport. You're following the wrong path! The path of the devil! We'd laugh, we'd say, that's right. It's a good one too. Why don't you join us? And just smile. They say, I say, Hare Krishna, and then they just fume and steam even more. They're all so passionate and tamasic and misguided and foolish. They're simply a source of humor. All these Pashandis and Gnostics in the environment. I was never fazed by any of them. I just laugh in their face. And if I felt like speaking, I'd tell them a few choice words. The best way to reply to someone's anger is to laugh. Because you're fearless. You're not afraid. Krishna's on your side. So this is what happens when you're tight with Nityananda. You feel good. Nityananda means eternally blissful, moment to moment, 24/7. 24/7, you're with Nitya, you're in heaven. Isn't it? Patejata lila karilena Nityanand. Kivarnibe kevajane sakali ananta. Who can know or describe all the pastimes that Nityananda performed on the way to Bengal? Only Ananta Shesh can have some idea of these pastimes. Hinamate Nityananda Sri Ananta Dham. Ailena Gangatire Panihati Gram. Nityananda Ananta Shesh came to Panihati on the bank of the Ganga. So who are the famous devotees living in Panihati? Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti. So when one goes to a place, then naturally he wants to visit the prominent sites there and especially visit the prominent people there. Oftentimes, devotees from ISKCON, they have come to meet us. And they said, we came to Govardhan for Prikama, Darshan, Radhika, and Snan. But we didn't think our Tirtha Yatra would be complete until we met you. Or sometimes they say, I came here and I want to see you. Sometimes people come to come here. I saw you came to Radhakund to take snan, and they say, no, we came to see you. And I say, okay, let's take bath in Radhakund. Raghava Pandit Grihe Sarva Dyeyasya Rahilena Sakala Prashara Ganalaya. Nitai went to Raghava Pandit's house and he stayed along with his associates. So he's like attracts like. Now that's prema. There's two characteristics of each level of devotional service. Sadhana, bhav, and prema. So with prema, one of the characteristics is Sri Krishna Sankarshani. Sri Krishna Karshani. So one who's a premi bhakta, his love is so powerful and so forceful that it pulls Krishna. Karshan, it's Krishna, it's attractive, it's gravity, it's compelling, and it forces the Lord to run to the heart, run to the side of his devotee to taste the sweetness of his heart and experience the beauty of his expressions. This is the power of love. Love is all attractive. Love is all attractive and love attracts. Raghava Pandit attracted the heart of Nitya and his associates, so they first went there. Although they were sent to West Bengal, ostensibly, or let's say to Bengal, there wasn't west or east, there was west and east. They were sent to Bengal ostensibly for the purpose of preaching and distributing love of God. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them when he sent them away from Puri to go to Bengal. So now they've arrived in Panihati, which is Bengal, and they should start preaching the conditioned souls and give them love. But they say, well, let's first, let's machitama kata prana bodhayantas parasparam. Let's meet the devotees here in Panihati and get a little charged up before we tackle the non-devotees and distribute prema. So they want to associate with them. So the devotees who are living there, they became very happy. Paramananda haila Raghava Pandit Shri Makara Dvajakara Goshtira Sahita. Raghava Pandit, Shri Makara Dvajakara, and their families who were living in Panihati became greatly pleased by the visitation of Nityananda and his six associates. Hinamate Nityananda Panihati Gram Rahilena Sakala Parshada Gana San. Nityananda stayed with his six associates in Panihati. What would he do while he was there? Was he simply watching, surfing the internet? All day long he was in his room surfing the internet on Raghava Pandit's computer. What did he do? Nirantara paranande karena hunkar vivalata vinatehi paya nahiyar. Nitai would constantly roar in ecstasy. He was always overwhelmed with no sign of external consciousness. Nirti kari bhari itcha hailantare gayaka sakala asi milila sattvare. When he felt the desire to dance, all the singers quickly gathered around him. Sukriti Madhava Gosha Kirtane Tatpar Hena Kirtaniya Nahi Prithivi Bitar. The most pious Madhava Ghosh was expert in performing kirtan. They're the famous Ghosh brothers, Vasudeva Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Madhava Ghosh. There was no kirtan leader like him in the entire world. Madhava, Vasudeva, and Govinda Ghosh were all brothers, and they're all expert in performing kirtan. Madhava, Vasudeva, and Govinda Ghosh were personal expansions of Radharani, of Radharani's Ashraya Vrigraha, of Madhura Rasa, of Braja. So they're pretty extraordinary singers. They're really singing Madhura Bhav. Jahare kahina brinda vanera gayan Nityananda sarupera mahapriyatam. To these great devotees of either they live in Panihati or they have come down for the greeting of Nityananda and the seva of Nityananda and the Vaishnavas. Vrindavanas Thakur, like all true devotees of the Lord, he's taking opportunity. Whenever there's a chance, true devotees of the Lord, they take the opportunity, or rather they seize the opportunity to glorify the Vaishnavas. Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva. What does that mean? That means Hari Kirtan, Hari Kirti. Vaishnav Kirti, Guru Kirti. Hari Kirti, Vaishnav Kirti, Guru Kirti. Kirti means glories, to glorify. Kirti, Kirtan, Sant Kirtan. We say Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva. This is the triad of Gaudiya Siddhanta, of Prem Bhakti, the Prem Marg. The Bhakti Marg, the Bhakti Prem Marg, is based on these three parallel tracks, a special train. A Bhakti train runs on three tracks, just to make sure it doesn't fall over. Three tracks are better than two. Like two heads are better than one. So three tracks are better than two. So monorail, some cities have monorail. This is for Mayavadis. They have these undergrounds, and they have like single rail, goes here and there. In Delhi, what do they have? Double or metro? Metro, single or double?
Double.
You saw? Double. So that's like more anukul to bhakti. Yugal rail. Yuga rail. So this is Tri Yuga rail. Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. So the train of bhakti runs on three tracks. Vaishnava, Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. So that means Hari Kirti, Guru Kirti, Vaishnava Kirti, which means a true Vaishnava, any opportunity he gets, he seizes that opportunity with genuine sentiments of appreciation and gratitude, understanding, humility, and enthusiasm. And with all sincerity, he glorifies the Lord, Hari Kirti. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Shravanam Kirtanam, Guru Smaranam. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vaishnav Smaranam. Hari Guru, Vaishnav, Seva, Smaranam. Smaranam is Seva, Kirti is Seva, Shravanam is Kirti. On the Avirbhav or the Tirbhav Titi of a Vaishnava, we do Shravana and Kirtanam and Smaranam, isn't it? Is it right? We do Vaishnav Shravanam. We do Vaishnav Kirtanam, Vaishnav Smaranam. We hear the glories of that great Vaishnav, Sri Rupa Goswami, his life and teachings and characteristics. And we glorify Sri Rupa Mandripada. And we sing bhajans and Tirubhav bhajans and Suchak Kirtans to glorify that departed Vaishnav saint. And we remember them. And by doing this, we progress in bhakti and some of their divine qualities flow down from their hearts and enter our hearts. Padma Puran says, by sincerely and gratefully remembering a great soul, then 1/6 of their sukriti, their good qualities, flows into the heart and becomes added to the storehouse of the devotee who's remembering them. Added to the sukriti storehouse. In other words, it's very beneficial to hear, chant, and remember about the Guru, and to hear, chant, and remember about Krishna, and to hear, chant, and remember about the Vaishnavas. That's why there's so many Vaishnava charitras. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Charita, the characteristics, behavior of Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees. And there's so many books in Bengali and Sanskrit and Hindi glorifying the Vaishnavas, their biographies. Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivani, and so many are there, and describe the life and teachings of the great saints of devotion. Taking this lead and showing the way and setting the example, Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking to us, and we speak to each other, and we say, oh, there's this devotee Madhav Das. And then I went on to describe about Madhav Das from ISKCON, yes? And I spoke in nice glorification, what little I know. So this is Vaishnav Kirti, Vaishnav Seva. Example is there in Vrindavan Das Thakur. For the next two or three verses, he's going to describe Madhav Ghosh, who's an expert kirtaniya. There's no kirtaniya like him in the world. And well, let's hear more about him. So he's happy. Vrindavan Das Thakur is happy to glorify the Vaishnavas. It's seva, it's joy, sevananda. We can learn from this. It is devotional service. Hari Kirti, Hari Guru Vaishnav Kirti is, this is seva. Seva means service. Service means bhajan. Vaishnav bhajan, Guru bhajan, Hari bhajan. Jahare kahena Vrindavanera gayan Nityananda srupera maha priyatam. Madhav Ghosh was a singer of Vrindavan because he's a personal expansion of the Ashraya Vigraha of Madhura Ras. He was an Amsha of Radharani's Madhurya Ras. He was a singer of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gaya. Gayana. And he was Priyatam, Mahapriyatam to Nittai. Madhava Govinda Vasudeva Tina Bhai Gaite Lagila Nacha Ishvara Nittai. Madhava Ghosh, Vasudeva, and Govinda Ghosh were three brothers. When they would sing, Nityananda would dance. Nache Ishvara Nitai. That's a fact. When the right chords are vibrated and received by a purified heart, then they transform the mind of that receptor in joyous ways which cause him to elate in the ecstasy of the moment and begin dancing spontaneously without any forethought or hesitation. All of devotees who are somewhat open and purified, they must have had this experience. They go somewhere and someone begins a kirtan and then you go wild. However, that, because everyone has their favorites. If you line up 20 teenage girls and say, who's your favorite movie star? And they won't all say the same one. They have different tastes and attractions. If you line up 20 devotees and say, which kirtan leader, when he or she or whomever sings, when they sing, do you get excited and want to dance? Impulsively, without even thinking about it. And everyone will mention their favorites. We're not going to advertise now for any of the great souls. But I will, because I want to take another opportunity to glorify the Vaishnavas. And it was almost, it was a little embarrassing in retrospect that maybe I would have been categorized as a little bit crazy after my departure from that temple. But I was in Bombay, ISKCON, some years ago. And my dear godbrother, Navayogendra Swami, was giving class, Bhagavatam class, in Juhu Beach at Radharasvihari Dham. Radharasvihari Dham, and after class he led a kirtan, and I was sitting in the class, and I was closing my eyes listening. His class was in Hindi, so I was just listening to it and trying to understand. I was very much in a meditative mood of trying to understand the Hindi lecture. Then at the end he started a kirtan. He said, let's have kirtan, sankirtan. And he played kartals. Of course, he was famous even in Prabhupada's time as a kirtan leader. He would lead many kirtans in the direct presence of Prabhupada. Prabhupada would ask him to lead kirtan. He's a Brahmin from birth. I believe a Nashtik Brahmachari. And in the coldest days of winter, he would arrive in Delhi temple with his wooden shoes on, and get out of the car and walk up to the temple, across the parking lot in his wooden shoes, and his dhoti and his kurta, no, that's it. No topi and no scarf and no chadar and no socks and no anything, just his brahmachari tejas. And everybody was amazed, because all young folks would greet him, and they were totally covered. And he led a kirtan, and I don't really know this devotee very well, but I just know the good things about him that have registered in my heart and stayed with me. And anybody wants to say anything bad about any devotee, I don't have any files for saving that on my computer. I don't have any program to save bad things on my mental computer. Doesn't work. I can't record them. I guess maybe comes across my tympanic nerve, but it doesn't even vibrate my eardrum. Even there's no sound in the eardrum, it goes muffled. Led the kirtan, and I had my eyes closed, and I was listening, and I was appreciative. I said, this is nectar. This holy name is beautiful. And I was, my heart was like dancing. I was thinking, this is a wonderful kirtan. It's really, really wonderful. And I felt so joyful that I was in the back of the room, already standing in the back, because I came late, and I don't know Hindi very well, so I didn't want to make a scene. I stayed in the back, and then I just stood up back there and dancing a little bit. And then I felt it. I looked around, and it's all these young men in the class, and I said, how can they they're just sitting there like bumps on a log, and they're not even. I mean, even because from here they go eat prasadam, so at least they can stand up and get ready to run out of the temple, go to prasad. But they were just sitting there relishing all the moments of sleep and rest and relaxation until the kirtan would be over, and they would, because they couldn't really go, so why stand up and waste your energy when you can just sit there? But I thought, aren't they hearing this kirtan? It's I'm the only one listening? Or because I thought, this is wonderful. I mean, so then I went a little crazy, or a little more crazy, maybe, let's say. And I just started grabbing these brahmacharis and saffron by the arm, and I said, get out, uto, uto, notch, notch, dance, you stupid, dance. And they were like looking at me, because I was like a little mad, and they were like half asleep as usual, you know, Bhagavatam class, half or full on sleep. And I grabbed them and I said, get out of here, ha ha. They thought, was there a fire? What's happening? You know, this some mad videshis entered the temple, was this? And I said, get up, dance, come on, dance. So the guy's, okay, you know, what's all right, relax, you know. So I got up one and two, and I just pushed my, I said, that's, and I grabbed another one, this one, that one. And then I just started going around and grabbing and put their arms up in the air. And I said, dance, you know, then pretty soon everybody, and then Maharaj got off the Vyasasa, Navi Yogendra Maharaj, and he came over and he joined me because he saw, you know, he's into it. He's leading. So then we both started dancing, and it was like a huge, like, ecstatic, you know, quote unquote, ecstatic kirtan. And that's what happens, that someone sings and someone else begins to dance. So Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh and Govinda, they would sing, and Nityananda would get so inspired, he would just dance and dance and dance. Hena se nachena avaduta mahabala parabhari prithivi karaye talamala. The most powerful avadut, Nitai, would dance in such a way that the earth would sway under the weight of his feet. Boom, 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 boom. Imagine the earth is going like this. Because how? Because Nitai is above the earth and Nitai is below the earth. Nitai is dancing on the top of the earth, and Nitai is holding up the bottom of the earth as Ananta Shesh. So, when Nitai dances, then the earth starts moving here and there, and Ananta Shesh gets a very stimulating and wonderful head massage. I'm giving a slight demonstration. The earth would sway under the weight of Nitai's feet. Then underneath the earth, holding up all the universe and earth and everything, is his expansion, Ananta Shesh, is saying, wow, Nitai, this feels really nice. Just keep dancing and dancing, dancing. Niravadi hari vali karaye hunkar achara dekite loko paya chamatkar. Nitai would always chant the name of Hari and roar loudly, Hari, Hari! People would be struck with wonder on seeing him forcefully fall to the ground. Jahare karena justi nachite nachite se preme dalia padena prithivite. Anyone who received a merciful glance from the lotus eyes of Nitai as he was dancing would immediately fall down to the ground, overwhelmed in ecstatic love. What is it? Bolo Seydin Amar. Is that that? How's it go? Kavi Havi Bolo Seydin Amar. When will that day come to us? When we'll get a glance. Just one glance. Pari Purna Prema Rasa Maya Nityananda Samsara Tarite Karilenas Shubaramba. Nityananda was filled with the mellows of ecstatic love. Pariporna Prema Rasamaya. Pariporna means completely filled in all directions. His mind was full. Pariporna. Paripurna means his mind was full of ecstatic prema rasa, his heart was full of prema rasa maya, his senses were full of prema rasa maya, his hands, his legs, his whole form was prema rasa maya. Now he began his auspicious task of delivering the entire world. Samsara dharite karilena shubharamba. Arambha means to begin, and shubha, his auspicious work. Going to deliver the people of the world by distributing ecstatic love of God. Nittai personally demonstrated how one can fully surrender in the service of Krishna and thus attain perfection in bhakti. It's interesting that they make this cause and effect relationship here. Vrindavan Das Thakur is, this precipitates that. He collected his associates. He suffused them with love of God, ecstatic love of God. He traveled on to West Bengal, to Panihati, met some great devotees there, Makaradwaj Khan and Raghava Pandit. And they met the Ghosh brothers, and the kirtan began, and the ecstasy started flowing, and people started just seeing the Nittai, prema drishti, alokadan. One can attain Kripa Siddhi by alokadan, Kripa Siddhi. You can attain perfection, not by sadhana, but by Kripa. Alokadan Kripa, by the donation or charity of a merciful glance from the love-filled eyes of Nittai. The love-filled eyes of Nittai, if one receives a merciful glance, or Nittai's representatives, the Nityananda Parampara of mercy wishers, angels of mercy. The preachers are angels of mercy, carrying the mercy of Nittai, Nittai Kripa. So he himself is filled up with the mellows of ecstatic love. Now he starts delivering the entire world. Somehow, Prabhupada took me to Nittai. Prabhupada brought Nityananda to my life. He's a personification of Nityananda's mercy. And he brought Nityananda's mercy into my life. Prabhupada brought Nityananda's mercy and murti into my life and thus transformed my existence and saved me from hell and gave me the opportunity to develop Krishna prema. Nitai binai bhai Radha Krishna payate nai. We see some parallel in the preaching mission or preaching campaign of Nityananda and Srila Prabhupada. At least we'd like to, because Prabhupada is said to be Nityananda Shakti, as is, of course, Janma Mata is also Nityananda Shakti. It's described in Bhakti Ratnakar and other places, the pranam prayers to Janma Mata, they say Nityananda Shakti. She carried on the preaching and became a great acharya, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, after her husband left this world, Nityananda, Janma Mata. So she's Nityananda Shakti. But Prabhupada was also described as Nityananda Shakti, Nityananda Vesh. He was invested with all the mercy potency of delivering the fallen souls in Kali Yuga. All that potency of Nityananda was present within the heart and mind of Srila Prabhupada. We like to think that when Prabhupada, of course it's from birth, but just to add some sequential idea to Prabhupada's life, we see that he was stayed several years in Nirjan Bhajan. After leaving his family life, vanaprast, then he took sannyas in 59, and then he stayed 6 years in Nirjan Bhajan and Sevakunj, in the association of Vilas Mandri and Kasturi Mandri. Vilas Mandri, Kasturi Mandri. Jiva Goswami and Krishna's Kaviraj. And Rupa Mandri, Rupa Goswami. And Sevakunj at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami's personal deity, Damodar, which he bequeathed to Jiva Goswami. It's an interesting point that the Rupa Goswami actually manifested two of the seven major deities of Vrindavan. He manifests in Govindaji and Damodar. Although Jiva Goswami is attributed to be the Saivite, we say Radha Damodar, Radha Damodar, Radha. Then we say Jiva Goswami Prandanahe. So certainly, Radha Damodar, the Prananath of Jiva Goswami, but they were installed, or let's say, discovered, revealed, carved, etc. Different stories are told. They were arranged or installed. They were basically, they came from Rupa Goswami's heart and hand, and they were given to Jiva Goswami for puja. Radha Raman came from the heart of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Madan Mohan came from the heart of Advaitacharya. He first manifested as Madan Gopal and Advaitavat. Advaita worshipped the deities there under the banyan tree on the banks of Yamuna. Then when he went back to Bengal to pray to Lord Chaitanya to descend, then he left Madan Gopal in Mathura with Purushottam Chobe, Brahmin family. And later, Sanatana Goswami, he was doing Madhukari there. Then Madan Gopal said, listen, I want to come back to Vrindavan. I previously manifested at Vaitavat, and I was there. And there's a very nice hill behind there. I always had my eye on when I was over there. I was under the banyan tree. Like you may, they say the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. So you're living in a little flat, and you look across the street and say, and people say, who's that big house across the street, all the big gardens and all this? Oh, that's Mr. Smith. He's the richest guy. He's the richest guy in town. Really? Oh, look at that car coming out of the driveway. Oh, yeah, that's some fancy car from New York. Fancy, some kind of imported car, sports car. Oh, wow. Maybe someday I can get a car like that or have a big house. So Madan Gopal is under the banyan tree at Vaitavat. He used to look up to that tila. It's called Dwadasaditya Tila. He used to look up there and say, oh, that's nice. Nice up there. It must be warm there in the winter time. The sun comes there and hits nicely. But then, of course, he went off to Mathura. That was very nicely worshipped. Then he made an arrangement. Appeared in a dream to the Brahmin and also to Sanatan Baba that he wants to go back to Vrindavan. So he brought him back and put him right where he inspired him to go. He put him on Dwadasaditya Tila, which is just above Advaitavat. You can see even today these holy places of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada is in the association of Rupa and Jiva. So we feel that when Prabhupada was there, he filled up with the mellows of ecstatic love. He became Paripurna Prema Rasamaya. And then he began his preaching mission. That's all I wanted to say. Because the verse is telling, 263, chapter 5, Paripurna Prema Rasamaya Nityananda, then Samsara Tarite. It's a nice way of saying Pracharamba. We could say Prachar Kama Ramba, or Prachar Seva Ramba. He began the seva, he began the work of delivering, of preaching. Prachar means preaching. But in a very stylized poetic way, he said, samsara, samsara tarite. Like we can say, the moon, we can say the chandra, or we can say Tarapati. Chandra was, the full moon, you know, the chandra was rising in the sky, or the sky was beautified by, the sky, evening sky was beautified by the presence of chandra. I can say that. It means the moon. Or you can say the evening sky was beautified by the presence of Tarapati. This is Sanskrit Alankar, ornamental language, Kavya. This is very beautiful, Tarapati, the Lord of the stars, the Father of stars. Because the 27 nakshatras, which are star patterns, are actually the wives of Chandra. So he is the Pati. Shravana Devi and Revati Devi and Anuradha Devi and Chitra and Vishakha and all those different Arda and Danishta and Mrigashirsha and Kritika and Bharani and Maga and Mula and Uttarabhadra and Uttarashada and etc. etc. The 27 nakshatras are all the wives of Tarapati or Chandra. So instead of saying Nittai Pracharamba, Vrindavanas Thakur, kavi that he is, Mahakavi that he is, he said, Samsara Tarite, Kara. He began his work, Aramba, Kara Aramba. He began his work of delivering the people from the samsara, Tarite, Tarana. Delivering everybody from birth and death, which means preaching. First he filled up the tank with petrol, then he drove. Right? You fill up the tank. Otherwise, if your tank is empty, where do you go? Nowhere. Prachar bhajan ka takarhe. Takarhe. That preaching is the belching of bhajan. So when you fill up with food, then you poop! Oh, I don't want any more. So when you fill up with bhajan, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, vandanam, archanam, padasevanam, you do lots and lots of devotional service and become nishtita, nishtita and bhakti, what to speak of ruchi, and a sakti and bhav and prem, very full with devotional sentiments and pure mind and heart, and welling with compassion and sensitivity and finesse, then one begins to preach very effectively. So fill up and distribute. Collect and distribute. This is the mood of the preacher. Collect and distribute. So this verse is telling that Nityananda filled up. It said he filled up his tank. It said he filled up. Paripurna means fill your tank. So paripurna means he filled up his heart tank. He filled up his heart vessel, his heart receptacle with prema rasa maya. Then pracharamba. Dakar Aramba. He began belching, he began preaching. So Prabhupada sat in Sevakunj and he really read so much. He was reading day and night and writing essays day and night, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita verse by verse, writing verse by verse, tikas and publishing them, and reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu verse by verse and writing verse by verse tikas with word for word and tikas and commentaries and publishing them as back to God. And you can see the Prabhupada was going systematically verse by verse by verse through different books. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. This is a system. So following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, our dear Gurudev, we try to take different books that are very important to Gaudiya Vaishnava and go verse by verse, slowly by slowly, as some people say, slowly by slowly, through the book until it's done. And it's a little slow, but it gets done. And we certainly feel the presence of Prabhupada when we attempt to serve him and these great literatures like this. So after 7 years of giving classes, we finally finished one classic book of Gaudiya Vaishnava called Bhajan Rahasya. Only one. Every other book is in process. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've given some classes on that. By stories, story-wise, we have about 108 stories. We're soon, coming soon, it's another one of our coming soon programs. We have to publish it. Coming soon, 108 stories. 108 ecstatic stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that'll be published with original paintings and so many things. Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai.